it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for the past 8 years, we've been talking about how important it is to keep the mind-body balance going. But there are four aspects of this. So we have the physical, we have the emotional, we have the intellectual or mental part of us, and we have the spiritual. And I think today's guest is kind of a combination of all of that. In a way, I don't think you can separate what she does out of any part of it. So keeping that in mind, Casey is going to be talking this morning about microdosing for beginners. And we'll come back to that in just a couple of seconds. I do want to remind people one of her prior shows is up on the website. If you go to synergyconnectionradio.com, you'll find it there under show notes. You can also find it on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and Google. And so the shows are all there as well on the various platforms. So please go check out her show and maybe somebody else's show that might catch your eye. The synopsis for each of these is there. Secondly, Boomers Forever Young is the sponsor of the show. And their newest product is really making quite an impact on a lot of people who have bone on bone. So many individuals don't understand that by the age of 40, you may have been an athlete, let's say. Maybe you were a runner. Maybe you were, you know, a golfer, a serious golfer. I was when I was in my 20s. Maybe you played baseball or football or any of the other contact kind of sports. And all of a sudden in your 40s, you swing your legs out of bed and go to get up and it's like, ooh, that hurts. So when that happens, in many cases, it's because it's bone on bone. The cartilage is gone. And so the disc in your back, the vertebrae, are now touching one another and maybe pinching a nerve, or in your knees or in your shoulders, or maybe a hip. I know people that are getting hip replacements, which is crazy when they're getting them in their 40s. And they don't even want to do that kind of surgery until you're in your late 60s normally. But these are people that are going to be in wheelchairs otherwise. So this new product is called Cola Gene. So think of Pepsi-Cola or Coca-Cola and then Gene, G-E-N-E. It's a liquid. It's soon to be in a capsule. But it signals your body to begin rebuilding cartilage. So where that button got turned off, it now gets turned back on. And your body will start making cartilage again. And of course, it's going to go to the places it needs to go. So look at that product. It's on their website if you go to Boomer Boost. So BOOMERBOOST.com. And there's testimonies, there's videos, there's a discussion with the inventor of the product, whose name is Eric Kurtz. I think you'll find it super interesting. If you decide that you want to order this product, I can offer you 15% off because the company lets me do that. So you just put my first name in the discount box. So it's L-U-C-Y, and then you're going to get it discounted. In today's world, with finances where they are, I think most people are, you know, number one, they need to get healthy. But number two, they are in sticker shock, not only at the gas pump, but at the grocery stores and every place else they're going to buy anything. And it's all because, of course, with the war in Iran and with everything else that's happening in the world, our prices are going up and there doesn't seem to be a real end in sight. So if you're in a lot of pain physically, I know you're in some pain emotionally right now. But if you're in pain physically, check out this product and see if it's good for you. The 60-day money-back guarantee is on all of the products. So if you don't see a difference in the end of 30 days, 35 days, 40 days, return it. Get your money back. All right, enough of that. And we're going to be talking now about microdosing for beginners. Welcome back.
Hi, Lucy. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So microdosing, I think a lot of people understand that term and they understand that this is in reference to products that probably in the 60s people were using for psychedelic highs. And so they kind of lump this together, is my best guess. And people are thinking, oh, this is going to be like a little high instead of a big high. Is that kind of what you get?
That's great. That's a great description, especially from boomers. Yeah. I mean, people who were there for the first wave of psychedelics through the 60s and have that stigma and connotation. Absolutely. But yes, it's actually quite different in reality.
So why don't you explain what the difference is? And if somebody, I know that it works for people that have had strokes. I know it works for people that have anxiety, for people that have had seizures like yourself. So why don't you explain it in your best terms, because it's going to be better than mine, as to how these products work on a microdosed level.
Sure, happy to. So, as you mentioned, I had a grand mal seizure disorder that started in my teens. And so I never did any drugs, let alone psychedelic drugs. And it wasn't until I had a long career established in the healing arts, I'd done a lot of different modalities, that I encountered the concept of microdosing, which is like 1/10 of the dose of what a journey would be like to actually trip on mushrooms. It's 1/10 of that amount. So you're not going anywhere. You're actually here in the earth realm. You're still in control. You're not tripping or altered really at all. We call it sub-threshold. So you feel gifts and benefits. You often feel different, in a good way, but you don't feel altered. You don't feel outside of yourself. I work primarily with psilocybin mushrooms. You can also microdose other medicines that we'll probably talk a little bit about. Mushrooms have always been kind of my primary medicine, and I have had tremendous healing. And like you said, people come for mental, physical, emotional well-being, spiritual development, personal enhancement, athletic performance. There's so many different reasons people are coming to practice now, but the most important thing, I think, to your question is it is sub-perceptual, and you are actually far from trippy. You're actually much more clear and coherent in yourself.
So a person that, let's say, has performance anxiety, they're an athlete. Because I used to work with professional football players. And if they're an athlete, is this substance allowed for them? Because they're always being tested. So is that going to become an issue for somebody that is an athlete that gets tested?
Great question. So the legal status of psilocybin mushrooms is evolving all the time. Unfortunately, it's still illegal on the federal level. However, it's been decriminalized in some states, in many counties, and some cities. So you have to check and see where you live. But more and more people and sources, medicine sources, are getting exemptions to practice under religious and sacramental practice. So I practice under, it's very much just, it's mental and health for me, but it's also a spiritual practice for me at this
Get a
stage.
waiver, is that?
So in terms of testing, most of the like performance test and workplace testing don't actually test for psilocybin. It just wasn't really part of the what people test for. And even if it is, psilocybin clears very quickly from the body. It's very different than some other plant medicines. Like cannabis will stay in your hair and nails and test for that months after sometimes. Psilocybin clears from the body completely at any dose within 24 hours. So as long as you pause before. But the likelihood of testing is pretty slim.
So, do you need, because it clears so quickly, do you need to take it daily?
No, that's what makes it so different than other pharmaceutical medications. And so microdosing, the way I like to frame it for people, it actually ignites your own innate potential to heal. So, like to use myself as an example, when I started and I noticed my seizures stopped, I was curious, if I pause microdosing for some time, will my seizures come back? And they never did. And I've never had one since. And I go many, many, many months with not practicing with the medicine. So microdosing and mushrooms activate something within oneself that allow you to oftentimes completely reset your nervous system. So you have a new set point and you don't need to keep microdosing to attain that same level of healing. Do people come back to the medicine? Oh, yeah, all the time. But they're usually coming back for a different intention. So, for example, someone might start, they might have be getting a lot of headaches. And that's their primary reason for coming is a physical health thing, usually. And then once they resolve that and it's much minimized in their life, the next time they come back to practice, it might be for professional development. It might be for focus. It might be for some other aspect of self that they want to work with.
With people who have like a diagnosed sleep disorder, I don't even know whether it would be sleep apnea or something else. Does it work for them?
Yes, we've worked with a lot of sleep conditions. Absolutely. Psilocybin is wonderful, and Amanita muscaria is another mushroom medicine that is phenomenal for sleep. So that's the one, my go-to. If somebody comes to me and they're like, I have insomnia, I have long-term sleep disruption, I can't stay asleep, right? I'll fall asleep, but I can't stay asleep. I can't dream. Like people say, they haven't dreamed in many years. Amanita is kind of our go-to medicine for sleep. I've worked with a lot of people who've been on trazodone, Ambien, some of the sleep meds for many, many years, and they've been so dependent on them to sleep. There's a lot of anxiety around going off. So Amanita can be really beautiful for people that are tapering off of those medications and still want some extra help to sleep.
And when they wake up, there's no hangover.
No, none.
That is awesome. Because so many people don't understand the importance of sleep. And they think if they're getting 4 or 5 hours, that's good. Whereas the minimum, as I understand it, is 7. And you want that broken down into several different distinct areas where there's a core sleep and there's a REM sleep. And then there's the partial when you're half asleep, which is usually where the dreams are. A lot of times they're either, just as you're getting awake, and you'll remember your dreams at that point. What about seniors with a lot of maybe arthritis, or maybe they've been diagnosed with cancer, so they've got anxiety along with the physical, issue that they've been diagnosed with. Does it work for them?
Yes, absolutely. We just did a great podcast episode on microdosing for folks over 50
Oh, okay.
in the second phase of life. So if you tune into my podcast at Microdosing for Healing, that's the title of the episode. And it was pretty recent, so pretty easy to find. And we address a lot of the things that boomers ask and want to work with. So sleep is a big common one. Chronic pain, also too. People have a lot of relief from chronic pain with microdosing, psilocybin microdosing in particular. There's also a medicine that we work with called Wachuma, which is San Pedro cactus. It's also really, really beautiful medicine for any kind of inflammation. So if people have arthritis or autoimmune conditions. And we also have a lot of end-of-life anxiety, just people, mortality. People notice as you get older, you have friends and colleagues and family members growing older, receiving diagnosis. So it's really good for existential distress and anxiety about fear and death, chronic illnesses. And also what I'm most excited about is in the areas of practice is Alzheimer's and dementia. I think over time we're really going to see that working with psilocybin as a preventative medicine keeps your brain healthy. And that combined with more restful sleep, like a lot of the times our sleep, I don't think they've proven it definitively yet, but they've shown strong causation with lack of sleep, lack of restful sleep to cognitive decline. And so the more we can get into a natural, unmedicated sleep cycle where we are getting those deep sleep states, it's almost like that's when our brain gets washed. It gets washed of toxins and the residue from the day and cleanses itself. And that, I think, is a big cause of cognitive decline in elder years. And so I think we're going to see huge breakthroughs with psilocybin and dementia and Alzheimer's. We've already seen amazing results with clients in the real world practicing with those medicines. And then the last one we've seen a lot of with over I'd say the over 60, over 70 demographic is Parkinson's. We've seen a lot of people coming who have Parkinson's, working with psilocybin mushrooms too.
If it works for Parkinson's, it should work for MS.
Yes. I haven't seen the number of cases like people coming with MS that I have with Parkinson's. I think there was a big study, research study that was out last year that was published very positively for high dose psilocybin and Parkinson's. So I think a lot of people caught wind of that and that's piqued their curiosity and brought them to practice. But yeah, I think all of the nervous system related conditions we're really going to see great potential in the years ahead.
I wonder if Harrison Ford is looking into this, and if not, he should be, because you know that he has Parkinson's.
I did not know that.
Yes, it's significant at this point. And he did a, well, he's had two series now called Shrinking, which is a very, very fun show to watch. But he plays the lead psychiatrist in it. And in the first season, he is diagnosed with Parkinson's, so that people know why he's shaking and why things are looking a little different than normal for him. And in the second series, it's more pronounced, but they're doing series 3 and 4. So, and he will play a lesser role, I believe. But I'm just wondering if anybody has reached out and told him about microdosing, and maybe that I'd be surprised if they haven't, but maybe you should look him up somehow and suggest that you would be willing to show him maybe a method that might help him.
Will do. Will do.
He's always one of my favorite actors, anyways.
Me too.
Yeah. So with microdosing, and I mentioned this to you before we started recording. So the people, the boomers that were part of the 60s revolution, early 70s, were doing a lot of drugs. Actually, there's a lot of them that were born in the 70s, that were doing drugs by the time the 19 late 80s rolled around. And the thought, at least among some of those individuals, is that if you have done drugs in the past, that the microdosing won't have any impact at all on you, that there won't be any benefit because you have done serious drugs in the past. You said that's incorrect. Okay, so explain why that's incorrect.
So a couple of things. I've received this a lot, by the way. So if this is you, just know you're not alone. Like I have so many boomers that come to practice and on their intake form, when I ask if they have previous experience, they're like, yeah, but it wasn't intentional at all. There was no therapeutic value behind it. But there was, right? A lot of them said they did have significant benefits and gifts and an amazing experience, but their intention wasn't necessarily for that at the time. So yes, you can absolutely come to practice even if you have had more recreationally oriented experiences in the past. I actually love to see that in somebody's background because I know that they're not going to have any fear. Right? If someone has already experimented with high doses, you're not going to have any fear with a subperceptual dose of a mushroom. So that's wonderful. If anything, one of the big misconceptions we hear in the space is once you start microdosing, you have to take breaks so that you don't develop tolerance to the mushrooms. I have actually found the opposite to be true. First of all, they're the most non-addictive, non-habit forming drug classes out there among all the drugs in the world. So they're not habit forming at all. And in terms of tolerance, once you start microdosing and you develop a deeper relationship with the medicine, you actually need less medicine, not more medicine, to get the same effect. So if anything, if someone comes in and they've already had some high dose journeys in their background, oftentimes they need a lot less medicine to get to the same place. And it's kind of like I describe it to people, like picture our psyche as ice over a pond. If your layer of ice is really thick, it's like 3 feet thick and deep, you have a very rigid nature, hard, fixed, have an older mind, that comes with age. We get in our loops, right? We get in our habits and our patterns. The thicker your ice, the higher your dose needs to be. to kind of get somewhere. If you have a couple journeys in your past, it's likely your ice layer has been thawed out a little bit. It's kind of the snow globe has been shaken in your mind. A little bit of opening has occurred. And so if someone comes in and they're like, I've done a couple journeys before, I usually know they're going to be able to start at a much lower microdose and have effects faster. So not only are they going to still be able to practice, they're likely to have more benefits and gifts come through faster. I have a group going right now where I have several women in the group, in a microdosing group, who came in with high dose experience in their background. Their experience was instantaneous. In the very first week of practice, they were noticing benefits from microdosing, emotions from microdosing. And I don't think they would have had such an immediate experience if they didn't already kind of thaw out their ice a little bit with journeying.
That makes a lot of sense to me, really. Is there ever an issue? I mean, I don't know whether you do this in the morning or more after you're at home and relaxed, at the end of your day. But I was wondering if there was ever an issue with somebody using one of these products and then going to work and not being able to focus or not being able, because they're just so relaxed and kind of in the moment as opposed to maybe focusing on whatever their job is.
That's a great question. So I work with a lot of high achievers, high performers, speakers, people who run teams and lead companies, and they often share with me, they're like, Case, I can't be off my game. Like, I can't be off my game at all. And also, I don't want to lose my drive, right? I don't want to be so chilled out and relaxed that I kind of lose my drive and my motivation and edge. And they're always pleasantly surprised because you not only don't lose your edge, you're actually more productive because your energy becomes more coherent. You're not as likely to be distracted by minutiae and nonsense. You're more able to focus. You lower your procrastination. Your day flows differently. You're not kind of like mentally exerting your way through the day anymore. You're more in flow in your day and kind of get a lot done. And then in terms of feeling altered, I often share with people like the first couple days you're practicing when you don't quite know your sweet spot yet, it's a good idea. Like, don't plan like a PowerPoint that day, like a big engagement that day. Just give yourself time to connect with the medicine. Maybe just have a day at home or a day when you're out in nature, ideally, to see how you're going to feel. Most people, we start at such a low dose that they're not feeling much. If anything, they tend to dial their dose up to get to their sweet spot. But an uncommon sign, and it mostly happens when people are practicing on their own without a guide and they just don't know where to start. If people's dose is too high, they'll just feel a little spacey, like a little space cadetty. And that's a sign that your dose is probably a little too high.
Right. Okay, that makes sense too. Children, is there an age where if you're a beginner and maybe you have a child with a seizure disorder or something else that's going on in their life, maybe there's like severe bullying, at school. Maybe there's academic fears and anxiety. At what age can a child begin to use something like this for a benefit?
Thank you so much for bringing this in because kids are in crisis. Kids are having a mental health epidemic right now. So many people contact me every week who have kids in crisis, and they're like, I don't know what to do. We're trying everything to do. Can microdosing help them? And so typically, we share with people to have the parents start practicing. First and foremost, before we do anything, typically we have the parents start microdosing. And it's really interesting because people see within the first couple weeks, even as the parents start practicing, the energy in their household shifts. So before the kid even is dosing, things start to shift and change. Like your pets are different. Your children are different. Your spouse is different because you are shifting your own resonance and energy, and they're kind of in your orbit. So it's really, really beautiful. Sometimes our people are surprised by how quickly that can happen. Then, when kids have Like, I've worked with a lot of children who have seizures. They find me because of my background. And so, after starting to work with the parents, once the parents kind of get the hang of what the experience is like, they typically work with their kids. So, I tend to not work directly with the children, but I'm kind of sharing with the parent and supporting the parent in dosing. So, we've had 12 going on 13 people under 18. And one dog actually who had seizures that we've worked with this year, and all to really great effect. They either greatly reduce their seizures or resolve them altogether.
You know, I'm also, well, I'm two things. One is vibrational frequency, you know, that you and I have talked about before. So obviously, when one person's frequency changes, your pets notice, even your goldfish will notice because they're impacted by the frequency coming through the aquarium, you know, their bowl, or maybe it's a bigger aquarium that you have some in. But yeah, people don't quite understand that we carry this frequency with us that impact everyone around us. So changing the parent. The second thing that hit me was, you know, as a psychotherapist myself for many years, the number of people with bipolar disorder, with you know, severe acute anxiety, with severe depression, I would think that something like this, because it's natural, doesn't have all of the umpteen side effects that a prescription drug has. And so you end up with a person that's put on many of these drugs and they're gaining 10, 15, 20 pounds or more, which then impacts who they feel that they are. It changes their image, which then creates either more depression or more anxiety. So do you find that if you have somebody with a mental health diagnosis, do you have to work with their psychiatrist or the or nurse practitioner that's maybe giving them whatever medication they currently are on? And do they cooperate? Do they work with you? Or are they so big pharma that it's only that and they can't do anything else?
This is one aspect of practice that has changed so much in the last 6 years.
Oh, that's good.
It so much. So even just a few years ago, I had a lot of clinicians who were curious, right? But there was a big shift that happened a couple of years ago where they started coming to practice. And when I asked them what was the shift, and they said, first of all, they really need the support themselves a lot of times, psychotherapists and psychiatrists, MDs. And they also said they had so many clients were coming to them asking for it, and they wanted to educate themselves and experience it to understand what it is, what are these people asking me for, and understand it. So there's been a big shift. When someone comes and presents on their intake form that they have a mental health diagnosis of some kind, thankfully now we have an international guide community who are trained. I've trained coming up on, I think it's about coming up on 80 practitioners, and we have an international guide family from all different backgrounds. So we have doctors, clinicians, pharmacists, psychotherapists, lots of different backgrounds. So if somebody's coming and they have a diagnosed condition who wants to microdose but also wants specialized mental health support, we can connect with them with someone with experience, especially someone with dedicated experience in their condition. I love that you brought in bipolar because bipolar, I've worked in healing for 31 years now. And almost every time I've encountered that diagnosis in a woman, it's almost always she was also abused as a child. Almost always. And when we peel back, like when her symptoms started, it is very frequently around the time of the abuse or when the abuse started surfacing in her life, which tends to be a pattern in a woman's life. So lots of times it was just she was given that diagnosis because she had this constellation of emotional and mood symptoms that no one could make sense of any other way. So it was just checking the boxes of putting them into this condition. And then, like you said, put on this medication, you gain weight, so you're put on this medication. Then that causes depression, so you're put on an antidepressant. So by the times they come to practice, they're on four, five, six different medications. So It is a godsend now that we have pharmacists, that who are guides. We have consulting psychiatrists who can work to deal with tapering and polypharmacy at the same time. They're able to work with natural medicines.
That is wonderful to hear because, in my experience over the years, a lot of people that are prescribing, they know that they're prescribing too many pharmaceuticals. They know that there's way too many side effects, but they don't know what else to do. And so many of them don't have the, I don't know whether I want to say ability, wherewithal, but they're overworked. They're not underpaid so much as they are overworked anymore. And they don't have time to go seek out any other education that might say, hey, this is another avenue.
Yes. I think one of the things that we're really, we talk about this a lot in our guide community of changing the models of healing itself. Like, because this is a new field, right, that we're kind of creating in real time, we get to do things outside of the box. And because we're not covered by insurance, we can create our models and our systems. And so we do a lot of creative modeling, like, we do a lot of group work. Group like intimate containers and group work to make the work more accessible to people. We can also do longer sessions. So a lot of us do, like, my first intake calls will be an hour to an hour and a half very frequently. And so often during that call, someone will say to me, they're like, gosh, I've been to 17 different doctors and therapists in my life. No one has ever asked me these questions before. And they just didn't, it's not because they didn't want to, is they didn't have time. So many doctors are expected to see patients in 10, 12 minute increments.
They are.
It's
They are.
what can you do besides write a prescription in that time? You
That's,
can't.
yeah, no, that's exactly true. And that was even happening as I left, clinical work. Now I do mostly private counseling and, through Zoom because I'm in Wisconsin and I have clients all over the United States. So it's easier, certainly. They can't commute to me and I can't commute to them, but we are accessible to each other. But yeah, I'm happy to hear that because one of my early podcast guests was a pharmacist, and he walked away from pharmacy and started his own practice of going in and working with families that were on 10 to 15, sometimes 20 different meds to get that down to a manageable, maybe six or seven. But doctors don't have the time to talk to each other. To look at what are they prescribing and what is somebody else prescribing and how that interrelates, to that person. So I'm really happy that your field is emerging at least. It's a healthy option in my estimation. And I mean, I don't use any pharmaceutical drugs whatsoever. And it's always kind of humorous because I go in once a year for my physical. And they always say to me, you forgot this whole page. And I'm looking at them going, I've only used supplements. I use no pharmaceutical drugs whatsoever. And they're like, oh, so you are definitely an anomaly here. You don't fit the mode. But I think all of us can be that way. And that's what the show is kind of about, is learning. Look at what you're doing physically. Are you exercising? What kind of food are you eating? Look at your sleep. What's the pattern? Are you getting to bed at a normal hour? A lot of people don't even go to bed until midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they still have to get up at six or seven. So, looking at all aspects of health and well-being. Before we go today, what else would you like to share about what you do and, how you can help people really of all ages? It's certainly not teenager and up, but it's of any age that's having a difficulty in any aspect of their life.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity so much. It's funny, when I first started this work back in 2020, it was new and it was fringe and it was kind of had to be sought out a little bit.
Right.
And it wasn't received by the mainstream institutions, but that's okay. That's okay. Because people sought it out who were ready for it. Now it's come into the mainstream that you can tell pharma's getting a little bit concerned, right?
Because yours is working and theirs isn't.
Well, because it's so effective, but also because the whole point is not to become dependent on it. It's not a profit motive, right? It's you heal and you're healed. You don't need to become reliant on something. So, there's this push now to gatekeep, to control, to censor and repress. So I just want to honor that podcasts and this way of sharing person to person is the most powerful way to share and have people be able to access this healing. So thank you for the opportunity. I think getting good, trusted human experience guidance is key right now because there's so much misinformation on the interwebs. You know, people go on Reddit and they go down these rabbit holes, and everybody can say they're an expert and no one really knows what's true, what's false anymore. So I think take your time and connect with someone who's been doing this work in the real world. We just created, kind of in response to what we were seeing and hearing from people, it was getting crazier and crazier. We created a microdosing starter package. It's only $35. It's super accessible for people to step in and get really great guidance for pure beginners. Vetted sourcing, professional resources. There's a 6-week video series to kind of take you through what to expect. How is this different than a pharmaceutical experience? And so people could have a really solid alternative in like a one-stop package so they didn't have to do all of this research down the AI rabbit holes online.
Awesome. That's something I certainly can recommend to people if they're open to, like, let's try something that might really help as opposed to let's try another drug.
Thank you.
There's a big difference there. Best way to contact you?
Yes, is it Microdosing for Healing? So everything lives on that platform. It's just microdosingforhealing.com. We have a podcast to dive in and learn all about microdosing there. And then the starter package lives there too.
Okay. All right. Good to know. I appreciate you being my guest again. It's such fun to be involved with kind of a cutting edge area in the world of healing because that's where you are. And I do think that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, I don't know whether you'll still be doing it at that point, but probably.
Probably.
Probably. But I just don't see anyone who wouldn't benefit at any age if they have issues that aren't getting resolved in a normal way. And if somebody is kind of saying existentially that they want to maybe become more of who they know they can be, this is another avenue for them too. So it opens a lot of doors for a lot of people.
Thank you, Lucy. Appreciate you.
You're very, very welcome. All right, everybody, please go out there and make this your best life. Look at microdosing. How can it benefit you? How could it benefit a member of your family or maybe one of your friends, that is experiencing some of life's challenges? And if that kind of sounds like an avenue you want to look at, then go over to microdosingforhealing.com and see what's there. And otherwise, we will talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.